Your next item is Brandywine Senior Center, MRRPC, preliminary site plan on Route 54.
This is a site plan for a 102-unit, 112-bed assisted living facility located on 15.35 acres. That's part of the Americana Bayside RPC. It's located on the north side of 54 and west of Route 20. We're proposing a four-story building. 53 parking spaces are required. 60 have been provided. There are 12 spaces that's located within the front yard setback. 7 spaces will need to be revised to 9 by 18. Right now, there's 9 by 17. Recently adopted ordinance allows them to go 9 by 18. They can change that on the final site plan. The building setbacks meet all the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Central sewer and water will be provided. And if you grant preliminary approval, final will be subject to the commission to review approval if you receive all agency approvals.
And subject to that change in the parking spaces?
Correct.
Jane, the parking spaces, are they the ones shown on sheet 3-1? These here?
Yes.
They're outside the right-of-way and separated by the landscape?
Correct.
Let me ask a question. Is there, not being familiar with the Bayside RPC approval since it was before I got here, is this improvement tied to the road improvements in any way?
How do you mean that, Rick?
Well, my concern is...
it's going to have to use the road improvements.
It's going to, I guess it's a timing issue. Are these folks responsible for completing the improvements here, or is that supposed to be done at an earlier phase or a later phase? I'm just trying to understand the relationship between the road improvements, because it looks like they're having access from Arrington Drive.
They are.
Which is already exists. But the road that's in front of them exists but is not operating. So I think
when they did the Arrington Woods original and actually the Americana Bayside project, these were part of the considerations done at the original development of the concept of the whole project that the developer had to make improvements on, amongst others. And it would have to be verified through the DelDOT, but I think that's their only access is from Arrington Woods, and Arrington Woods was designed to be there and serve at that entrance location, and it included this project. And that's just from memory, but it's been a couple of years now since we started working on that.
Is there someone here with an interest in this application? Yes, sir, or site plan. Do you mind approaching? We might have a question or two. If you'd be kind enough, give us your name and address.
Michael Coben, I'm with George Miles and Buehr.
All right, sir. Thank you.
And I think I can shed a little bit of light on what you were asking about. The assisted living facility has been in the RPC right from the very beginning, and it's actually written into the conditions.
It was planned in development right from the
start. Well, and I guess I'm not questioning that. I guess.
Are you questioning Rick more than
the point I'm trying to get at is when are the improvements that are shown here going to be completed? And are they the responsibility of this group or somebody else?
The when this plan went in for preliminary and final on the original, the duplex subdivision, the area was shown as an assisted living facility. It was blocked out as future, but it's been in the plan. It was in included in the entrance package for Harrington Woods.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is your question, Rick, when's going to happen in terms of if the road, which is going to come first, the road or the building? I mean, because DelDOT's going to sign off on that, you know, as far as entrance permits and certificates of occupancy, it would seem like take care of some of that.
I'm, since it predates me, I'm just trying to get an understanding of the sequencing of construction here. You have Harrington Drive and the road, and now this project, and what we just approved, phase 15 of American Bayside. The sequence of those project improvements and the improvements that are required in public improvements, for most importantly, the road improvements, and making sure that those are done. I'm sure, obviously, DelDOT's involved in this, but I was looking for some kind of assurance, I guess, that before this project is open, that the road is open. And I don't know, I'm assuming that there is, but I don't know that. Trying to get some understanding. We don't need to hold this proceeding up for that. I just thought it would be easier to obtain
instruction of that.
Sir, you'll have to.
All right, yeah, I need you to come up here, sir, if you're going to testify. Well, it's the tape doesn't pick you up from back there.
I just wanted to let you know that that construction of the Route 20 realignment is almost complete. All that should be in place by the time this facility is constructed.
Right. Okay, thank you.
All right, sir.
Back to you, Mr. Smith.
Right. So these spaces do appear to be, while they're in the front yard setback, they are out of the DelDOT easement line. And so regarding Brandywine Senior Care MRRPC, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with the stipulation that these seven spaces need to be revised to a minimum of 9 feet by 18 feet on the final site plan, and that final site plan subject to the review and approval by the commission.
Second.
To move and seconded to approve Brandywine Senior Care MRRPC preliminary site plan on Route 54 with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our